بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. الحمد لله. Beginning tonight, we are in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And as I mentioned earlier, this is the stretch run. This is the final lap. And this is the greatest opportunity during this blessed month. The Prophet ﷺ, when the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan would approach, he would begin to exert extra effort in his worship. And the Prophet ﷺ was already striving very, very hard in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. But he would further exert himself in the ibadah and in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she says that when the last 10 nights would approach, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would seclude himself in the masjid and separate himself from his own family, from loved ones, and disassociate himself from everyone and solely devote himself 24 hours to the obedience and the worship and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we call i'tikaf, which we talked about in the khutbah before. Along with that, another aspect of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan was that the Prophet ﷺ would begin reviving the nights, meaning he would stay up the whole night and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night. And the Prophet ﷺ, the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an about the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. That we revealed the Qur'an in this night of power, in this great and blessed night. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that what is the night of Laylatul Qadr? It is superior in reward to 1,000 months of ibadah and worship. Meaning if someone was to worship for 1,000 months, 83 some odd years, then that person would receive the reward that he will receive on this one night of worship, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Such a blessed night. Such a great night. The Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith that a person who stands and worships Allah in the night of Laylatul Qadr with iman and with the hope of receiving reward from Allah, iman and ihtisaban, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Allah will forgive all of the sins of that person. Now, the first question that comes to mind immediately as soon as we talk about Laylatul Qadr is, when is the night of Laylatul Qadr? And for many of us who might be from different parts of the world, we might come from different backgrounds or cultures, or might have read some different books or heard some lectures or speeches, we usually come with sometimes an idea. 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. This night is Laylatul Qadr. That night is Laylatul Qadr. So what is the reality of this? We need to understand it in the light of the authentic evidences and what the Prophet ﷺ has himself said about it, what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, his companions, what they practiced, and what opinion did the scholars of Islam hold in the early generations. So the very first thing is that the Prophet ﷺ says that it is seek Laylatul Qadr throughout the last 10 nights. There are narrations telling us that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. After that, we have another hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha in the Sahihain, in Bukhari and Muslim, in which it is narrated that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that seek Laylatul Qadr on the odd numbered nights during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So it's a little more specified in an authentic narration. So the aspect of Laylatul Qadr being on an odd numbered night, 21, 23, 25, 27, and 29, this is from an authentic narration by Aisha radiallahu anha. Now, aside from that, any more specification within these five odd numbered nights? Is there any other specification? Is there anything specifically saying 27 or 25 or 29? The only thing that we find in relation to this is that Ubay ibn Ka'b, a great companion of the Prophet ﷺ, he is narrated to have said that Laylatul Qadr was on the 27th night. But most of the scholars, they interpret this saying of his by meaning that he was referring to the incident, he was referring to that specific year. And when he said it's on the 27th night, he's talking about that specific year. He saw the signs that are mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about Laylatul Qadr on that one specific year. And in some narrations it says that he used to swear by this. But either way, it will be his opinion and what he personally experienced out of that. But what we find in the authentic narrations of the Prophet ﷺ from him is that it's on the odd number nights throughout the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. That's why Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he used to he says his opinion about this was that it's either the 21st, 23rd or 27th night. Imam Nawawi and Imam Muzani ibn Khuzaymah rahimahumullah, these scholars, they say that it's within the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves it to different nights within the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And the wisdom and the mercy behind this is that this drives a person to seek it, and he ends up worshipping on 10 different nights rather than one night. And in fact, the Prophet ﷺ is specifically telling us to debate and discuss very, very much about trying to pinpoint which exact night this is, goes against the purpose of Laylatul Qadr itself. Because the Prophet ﷺ himself tells us in a hadith, an authentic narration of Sahih Bukhari, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to me the night of Laylatul Qadr, which night it was. I came out to inform you, and so were arguing, quarreling, they were fighting amongst each other, and so I was made to forget what night it is, seek it in the last 10 nights. So when the Prophet ﷺ was telling us, Allah removed the knowledge of this thing, we are not meant to know which night it is. Try to understand this. We are not supposed to know what night it is. Otherwise Allah would not have taken that knowledge away from His Prophet ﷺ. But rather we are supposed to strive to seek it in the whole 10 nights, and inshallah that will increase our reward and our virtues and our ibadah and our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other point that we get from this hadith is, many times we deprive ourselves of so much good when we quarrel and we fight with one another. So this is something we should absolutely abstain from. Now, what are we supposed to do? Now that we've come to this conclusion, we will seek Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights, most definitely on the odd numbered nights. But now what do we do on those nights? What do we get together and we do? How are we supposed to go about seeking Laylatul Qadr or trying to attain its virtues? So that also, Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ that if I was to find the night of Laylatul Qadr, what should I do? And the Prophet ﷺ told her to make dua, to pray to Allah, to call upon Allah, by saying, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu'an. That, O Allah, you are the forgiver and the remover of a person's sins, and you love to wipe a person clean of his sins, so therefore, fa'afu anni, forgive me of my sins. Remove my sins from me. Make this dua, make this prayer. And that's from where we get, and this is from where we derive, that the course of action on Laylatul Qadr, the prescribed ibadah for Laylatul Qadr, is individual worship. Pray salat, pray nawafil, recite Quran, make lots and lots of dua. Individual prayers, individual dua. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Him for guidance, for tawfiq, for hidayah. Ask Him for guidance for our families and our children, for our ummah. Ask Him to forgive our sins. Ask Him to bless us in this world and the next. And then ask Him for whatever other needs or necessities or difficulties we might have in this life or in this world. But individual ibadah is stressed. Ibadah, unless it is demonstrated by the Prophet ﷺ or his companions to be done collectively, it is meant to be done, especially prayers and extra ibadah, extra worship, is meant to be done on an individual basis. We're supposed to be devoted and devout in our worship, and we're supposed to be humble and be quiet, almost like secretive. It's meant to be individualized. Our connection, our relationship with Allah is individualized. And so individual worship, we pray Taraweeh collectively because the Prophet ﷺ came out from his home and prayed it collectively with the Sahaba. And then the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, most specifically in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, this was conducted and done collectively. So from the action of the Prophet ﷺ, and then the consistency upon that, and the steadfastness upon that by the Sahaba, this is why we pray Taraweeh collectively. This is why we pray the Salatul Witr collectively in the month of Ramadan. Other than that, all the ibadah should be done on an individual basis and on an individual level. And so this is the course of action. And so the first thing is worship. Ibadah should be the key. Many times, in many places, many masajid, many communities, it's become a very unfortunate practice that to mark the nights of Laylatul Qadr and to try to attain or achieve even Laylatul Qadr, people engage in lectures and speeches and programs and talks. This goes against the grain of Laylatul Qadr and goes against the purpose of this night. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu never practiced this, nor did the Prophet ever demonstrate this to us. We should worship Allah, recite Quran, make dua, pray nawafil. But having lectures and bayans, this is not the time for that. There are times for that. There's lots of time. All year long there's time for that. Every Friday is the time for that. But that, these nights of Ramadan, these are meant to seclude, separate ourselves from people, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That's what i'tikaf does. And so, we should not have big lectures and talks and bayans and speeches, but rather, people should engage in ibadah worship. And the second thing that I mentioned is that individual worship in ibadah. That's another unfortunate practice, that people begin to pray nawafil, things like salatul tasbih and different things like this, and they begin to do these things congregationally. This is wrong and it should not be done. The Prophet ﷺ never did this. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, his companions, who knew the religion better than any of us, they never did these things. So this is a little bit of note on the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, that I wanted, inshallah, everyone to understand that from tonight we need to begin seeking Laylatul Qadr. It begins tonight. The quest starts tonight. And very, very importantly, it goes till the 29th night, which will be after we complete the Qur'an in Taraweeh. And we typically end up finishing the Qur'an before that, because we try to catch a weekend day so that everyone can participate and come. And because of the dua and the witr and everything, it becomes long, the prayer. But the 29th night, which will be after we complete the Qur'an, that is still a possible night of Laylatul Qadr. So we should not miss out on that opportunity. We should still come, pray Taraweeh, stay and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq and the guidance to worship Allah in these great nights and practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.